Are you a good parent? It's easy to be hard on yourself when trying to raise children, to think that you're doing it wrong. If that describes you, maybe it's time to focus less on how your kids are growing up and pay more attention to how mature you are. That's the angle of the new book, Grow Up, Becoming the Parent Your Kids Deserve, by Gary John Bishop. Gary is a leading personal development expert and a New York Times bestselling author. Here he is to share some of his big ideas.
Hello. My name is Gary John Bishop, and I am a New York Times bestselling author. And I'm here today to talk to you about my new book, Grow Up, Becoming the Parent Your Kids Deserve. My field is personal growth and development, specifically from the philosophy of ontology and phenomenology. Now, if you're not familiar with those words, not a problem. My aim with this book and with the other five that I've written is not to share concepts or argue the merits of a particular philosophical view, but rather leave the reader with real insight and tools to make change in the areas of life that matter to them most. Life is confusing enough without my attempting to add to the myriad of things we have to make sense of in our day-to-day lives. This book, like all my others, is simple, direct, and at times challenging and confronting. Why confronting? Because it frequently takes on our most precious ancient artifact, our point of view. The sacred cows of our story, current truths, beliefs, and narratives that run the cyclical script in our minds. The funny thing about that is we don't see how sensitive we are about preserving that stuff, no matter how painful, until it finally gets questioned. Then we fight for it. And in the process, we're fighting for our pain. I wrote this book with one outcome in mind, that is, to focus on changing who we are as parents rather than another forlorn attempt at changing what we do in the role. Why not focus on what we do? Because that's been done before. I've been hearing a lot, both in traditional and social medias, about the notion of breaking a generational chain. That is, raising the next generation of adults in an environment that is both unique and independent of the last one. It seems to get a lot of traction with parents who may not have had the kind of childhood they thought was beneficial to them, often even damaging to them. However, there is a certain arrogance in believing this generation is the only one to make this attempt. The reality is, every generation has tried to make the next one better than the last, and yet here we are, still trying. Why do we fail? Because we make circumstantial change in the absence of substantial change. What I'd like to lay out for you here are three critical areas that I've tackled and would like to give you a sense of them. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Number one, the past. You simply cannot forge a new and lasting future without being complete with your past. And yes, that includes all the stuff that you might say you are over or insist doesn't bother you, all the way through to ghosts from a bygone era that you have just never managed to get rid of. From the horrific to the mundane and everything in between, all of it plays out in your attempts at being a parent. And for anyone to wipe the slate clean, that begins with examining not only how they themselves were parented, but a look into the same process for their parents too. The reality is everyone walks out of their childhood with something to overcome. It actually becomes the foundation for life to be lived. You did, your parents did, and your children will. We basically parent in one of two ways, either the way we were parented or the opposite of that. If there is such a thing as a generational chain, that's it right there. Number two, a real-life addiction to blame. It's simply impossible to free yourself from even the least invasive feelings of regret, resentment, frustration, or anger, and hold on to your view of who is to blame for it, even if that blame is directed toward yourself. In this book, we take a deep dive into the nature of blame, why we do it, and, most importantly, how to free yourself from this easy-to-come-by solution to life. When you include the inauthenticity and downright hypocrisy of insisting our children move past their upsets while holding on to our own, it's not hard to see why this generational thing is cemented deep into our subconscious, and we forward it blindly because we quite simply do not understand it. And number three, I assert another burden we face as parents is actually twofold. The first being our concern for screwing the job up in such a way that our children somehow suffer or are damaged by what we do or don't do. It can stretch to the extent that we become what I call parents on eggshells. All of this comes from a primary pretense, though. That is the illusion that we're supposed to know what we're doing. That's right. We pretend we've got it together, and we do that pretending mostly with our own children. I mean, they can't see through this stuff, right? Like you couldn't see through your own parent shtick? That all brings us to the solution. Authentic parenting. What would it take for you to shed yourself of every hang up, trigger, and should be in favor of something a little more grounded, real, and powerful? That's what we're doing here. Freedom to be and act in a way that actually makes a difference in the lives of everyone involved, including you. There is a section of this book that will allow you to see yourself in terms of three generations. And this will arise when we reveal the mechanism that ties your parents, you, and your children together. And it's then, and only then, you will discover the pathway to parenting unlike any you have seen before. One where the past is left where it belongs, and your hands are firmly on the wheel of designing the kind of impact you would love to have on your own kids. I mean, reinventing your parenting is everything, right? No, it's half of this deal. Just as importantly, you'll get access to reinventing who you are as the child of parents too. Now, I fully appreciate that's not a path all people would like to or even feel like they can follow, but perhaps that's because there is a static idea of what that would even look like. The final piece I'd like to leave you with is simply how to read this book. You have to read it with you in mind. It's not something you read to just gather information. The real power of these words will arise in the gaps between sentences and paragraphs, pauses for thinking and pondering, for revealing and inquiring to lead your mind to a new approach, one where you can truly be yourself and show up in life in ways you had never quite considered for you. More than a self-help book, what I've put together here is a personal journey of reflection, self-realization, and ultimate self-expression. Take your time, take plenty of notes, and enjoy your process.
Thank you, Gary. That was Gary John Bishop with key insights from Grow Up, Becoming the Parent Your Kids Deserve. Also, check out our book bite for Good Inside, A Guide to Becoming the Parent You Want to Be by Becky Kennedy. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.